Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our Old Testament reading from 2 Samuel 7. We'll be focusing on these words. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house, and your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Will you pray with me? Lord God, how wonderful it is again to gather to hear your word. May the word that we hear sink into our hearts, flow out in our lives. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're continuing our series, The Gospel According to David. We're looking at these events in the life of David. It's not about necessarily how good David is, but how good God is to David. Today, we're looking at this section where David promises to build a house for the Lord. I realized something when I was looking through this. I am constantly building my house. Now, what I mean by this is my house that I dwell in, my family dwells in, has been around for a long time, like a lot of houses in this area. My house was actually built the final year of the 19th century. It's lasted a long time. It's had some additions to it, but the core building is still there. It sure has lasted a long time. But it's constantly breaking down. I mean, I am doing home improvement project after home improvement project, you know, maybe patching up a little crack here, sealing this here. Sometimes it's big. Sometimes I have to replace entire things. If you're a homeowner, or even if you rent, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. But see, this kind of constant home building is a little stressful for me, and not just because it hits the pocketbook. It's stressful because your home is a symbol of security. It's your house, it's a roof over your head where you dwell secure. And if things are going great in the house, if things are solid, the walls are solid, you don't need to do any kind of work, you feel secure. But if things are breaking down, if you're constantly having to build your house, that security just doesn't last, does it? But a house is more than just a symbol of security. I also see it as a metaphor for our lives today. How's your house? Is it being built up? Or is it breaking apart? I suppose it depends upon what materials you are building your house with. A lot of times we try to build our house with the things of the world. Our money, our bank accounts, our retirement accounts, our possessions, how many things we own, success, achievement, we try to build our house with that, our relationships, marriages, families, friendships, coworkers, we try to build our house up with that, even our good deeds, our beliefs, that gets added to the house. In fact, for Christians, a lot of what we build our life on is just how strong we are in our faith and in our love toward others. These are the things that we build our house, and we look for lasting security from them. But this year, I see a lot of houses falling apart. I see them falling apart because, well, all I need to do is look at everybody, and we're still in the midst of this pandemic. We're still under the constant threat of getting the coronavirus, and what's that going to do? I hope it doesn't do a lot. And then there's something that happened back in May that just exploded like a powder keg across our nation, riots, looting, and the sin of racism on full display here. And then, of course, we're in an election year. Yes, it's getting closer. But now it's becoming an all-out war amongst our nation. And we see just how many different beliefs and worldviews and thoughts are coming out of the woodwork in all of this. And it has us thinking, I can't believe someone actually believes that. And probably the reason that our houses are breaking down so much is not necessarily the external forces, but our internal reactions to it. There's fear. There's anger. There's depression. And yes, there even is doubt that God really is in control of all this. You see, what happens is that when you try to build your house with materials that cannot provide any lasting security, that security, when these things hit, will get wiped out. Now, at first glance, this doesn't seem to be the case with King David. In fact, it says that, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent. David is actually just sitting in his house, not under quarantine. But why is he saying this? It says the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies. Now, on the surface, that kind of says something there. It says that, David is sitting here, he's in the house, the Ark of the Covenant is in the tent, and everything is status quo. So David's like, what to do with all this time on my hands? Well, how about a home improvement project? Sure, let's just do that. I want to do something for the Lord because he has done everything for me. That seems to be what's going on. David's bored. He's just like, what should I do? Oh, I'll make a house for the Lord because, it just seems like a good peacetime project here. But look closer. It says that the Lord had given him rest from his enemies. King David and Israel dwelt secure. Their enemies no longer threatened them. So what better way to symbolize this lasting security than to build a house for the Lord out of permanent materials like stone and bronze and gold and precious stones? But the Lord, he's got other building plans for David. He comes to the prophet Nathan in a dream and he says, I need you to tell David all this. First, I want you to tell him this. When did I ever request a house be built for me? Ever since I brought these people up out of Egypt and all throughout this time, have I never sat down with anyone and said, you know what? I really need a house. Why haven't you done that? No, David, you're not going to be building me a house. Because frankly, I was the one that had been doing everything. I called you out of the field. I made you king. I cut off your enemies from before you. You didn't do this, David. I have done everything. And therefore, I'm going to continue to do everything. I will make your name great. I will take these people and I will plant them in a place where they will dwell secure. And I will make you a house. Not a structure. Not something that's going to need, home improvement projects later. No, a household, a family, a royal dynasty. And this house will last forever, I promise. Now, the initial fulfillment of this was in David's son, King Solomon. He actually, when he was king, built the house of the Lord, the temple where the ark dwelled, and he made it out of stone and bronze and gold and precious stones, and they put the ark in there. And everything looked secure, but this house was not going to last. King Solomon sinned. He committed idolatry in the most horrible way, and his house broke apart. It broke apart from within. There was civil war. The nations of Israel were torn apart. But then, in the Lord's wrath, it broke apart from the outside. Assyria and finally Babylon completely tore apart this kingdom and sent them packing. And it looked like this house would be wiped out forever. Until, centuries later, a young couple goes to the city of Bethlehem because the husband is a descendant of King David, and his wife gives birth to their firstborn son, and they give him the name Jesus. But this is no random choosing of a name. They were told to give this child this name because, according to this angel that told them this, they said, "This will be the Son of the Most High. He will be given the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will rule forever." And that's what this king named Jesus does. He builds a house, but not with stone, not with bronze or anything else. He builds it with his own flesh and blood. He builds it with the words that he speaks, the miracles that he does. And he builds it with his own suffering, crucifixion, and death on the cross, and his own resurrection 3 days later. But that is not the only house that Jesus builds here. No, he continues to build his house. He builds it with people from every tribe, every nation, every language. He builds people who are saved by grace through faith, and this not in of themselves, it's a gift of God, not by anything they have done, so that they cannot boast, but by everything that God does for them. He builds this house with living stones, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, who he has called out of the darkness into his marvelous light. He builds this house with you and me. You are the Lord's house. And this house, believe it or not, will last forever. Even if COVID-19 strikes us and we lose health and we lose income, even if there is rioting and looting in the streets and we feel threatened for our very lives, even if people disagree with us to a point that has us shaking our heads, even if people slander us, even if people revile us, even if people destroy us, you are the Lord's house. And it will last forever because the Lord builds it. So how are you doing these days, brothers and sisters in Christ? How's your house doing? Is it pretty solid? Or is it breaking apart because the materials that you have built it with offer no lasting security? Well, I pray that you are built up with this truth. You are part of the Lord's house that he builds with his promises of grace and love and forgiveness and presence in your life, and that you will dwell secure no matter what life throws at you, because the house the Lord builds lasts forever.